Hi, my name's Natasha Carrick, and today I'm here with Anne Luck from the East Anglia Local Research Network. So, Anne, why do you think the Interactive Initiative is so important?
Well, Interact's about embedding research as part of clinical practice, and I think particularly at the moment, whilst there is such cost pressures on the NHS and everyone's expected to do so much more with new innovations, that research isn't necessarily anyone's priority, whereas it's definitely the way forward in terms of delivering patients the things that they want, new treatments, better treatments.
Exactly. And so from the Interact initiative, were there any projects for you that stood out the most, and what were they or why did they?
One of the projects that stood out was one of the Thames Valley projects, where they liaised with Parkinson's UK in particular, the Parkinson's voluntary organisation. And I think it's particularly important that patients have a voice. I think in the past clinicians have acted as gatekeepers and perhaps haven't wanted to offer a research study to someone, thinking that they might be upset if research is mentioned and it's a little bit taboo almost. Whereas the recent mystery shopper exercise has clearly demonstrated that patients clearly do want to be involved in research and will start asking for information. And clinicians need to be ready to provide that information.
Exactly. And what have you felt have been the benefits of this whole initiative?
It's been a real opportunity to focus with trust boards on research and to let them know more about the networks, the opportunities that they have through the networks to actually deliver their own research agenda. So by doing the projects, we've been able to clearly spell out to them what we can do to help them to support their own research agenda and reach the point where clinicians will know more about research and will be willing to signpost people into research studies.
And then for patients, what have you felt, how has this benefited patients?
Well, particularly in an area like dementia, where there are really very few treatment options, research in the past just hasn't been considered as a treatment option, and certainly we consider it to be a third option. You can either continue your care as it is, you can have a new treatment added to your regime, or you can be offered the opportunity to participate in research. So it should be seen as part of care. It's not an add-on, it should be an essential part of care.
So through projects like Interact and delivery of this patients in research info kit, hopefully that will be the case.
Yeah, certainly through the Cancer Network, seeing the innovations and increase in treatments available. I mean, treatment for cancer now compared to 10 years ago, it's just moved on so much. And I just hope that the same will happen with Alzheimer's and with dementia and the neurodegenerative diseases.
Thanks, Anne. And go to Patients in Research. And you can find out more about the InfoKit.